Weeks, and joining us this morning, our State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arnson. Good morning, Elsie.
Hi, Elsie.
Well, good morning. You do realize, though, that backpacks are going to get full, and we've got school doors opening very soon, so enjoy the beautiful weather in the valley, and it's going to be time for that math, reading, and science.
Now, you're also doing it. Well, you're always doing assessment. You educators, that's all you do is assess after you teach, find out how effective the work that you're doing is and how these students are absorbing everything. So talk to us about this new assessment pilot program you have.
Oh, we're so excited about this. Last year, we had fifth and seventh graders, and we had 5,000 students across our state. That throughout the year there were four different little testlets, about 10 to 15 minutes, regarding the state standards, and it was progressive. This year I have over 20,000 students, and we've expanded it from third grade through eighth grade. And we're also looking at great professional development for our teachers, because we know our teachers know their stuff, but we've also been recognizing that the test scores that we have, that one-size-fits-all test at the end of the year, it just isn't showing that great success. So throughout the year then, we're going to be having the districts assess this. And teachers do this daily, you know, with, you know, those spelling tests at the end of the week on Friday. It's something very similar, where it's a very short test that there's great information that comes back to the teacher and, importantly, to the parent and the student to recognize what has been happening with learning and teaching. Montana is one of 10 states that ask for this unique opportunity to be able to do this, and we are waiting patiently for the federal government to say yes to a waiver so that these 20,000 students don't have to take that summative test at the end. And we're hoping, got our fingers crossed here, that the federal government this week, in fact, will say yes to Montana.
We've done this before, haven't we?
We have. This is the first year. We just concluded our first year. This is the second year. And because the first year was over just a small group of students, this year we are going to one-third of all of our population. I've got 60,000 students in third grade through eighth grade, and one-third of them will be under the pilot. So it has accelerated, and I'm going to say this as well. As a teacher myself, the teachers are the one that said we need to do something different. And I'm so proud of the teachers in the classroom right now that said, yes, let's do something innovative to be responsive to a student's learning need, but also shout out what great things that a teacher is teaching. So it's a wonderful partnership with teachers across our state.
So I just remember, Elsie, how excited I was to take the Iowa test in public.
Oh, yeah.
And well, fill in funny. Those little balloons. Yeah, I was just so thrilled
but
to
there
do
was,
that.
The whole point was there was a tremendous fatigue doing that all at once.
Yeah.
And you know what? You see what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And Elsie, you're staggering it now throughout the year.
We are, and what is interesting is, you know, that the type of learners like you two gentlemen would be very successful on this. Rather than having a 10-hour test at the very end of the year when the weather is so wonderful and spring is here, to be able to have students assessed within, you know, 15 minutes throughout the year, 4 to 5 times, and then a great tool for teachers to say, hey, look, this is where you are, but this is where you can be. And then more teaching and learning can take place. Not make it harder, not give more homework, but to be more strategic in what needs to be taught. So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, she's got us read pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so. But have you been able to compare, or maybe it's too soon and you need a larger sample, I'm wondering if the scores are better.
Well, it's still too soon. And here's the other thing that we're doing. It's not the Common Core test by any means. We have teachers that have developed the elements for the test. Mm-hmm. So those test questions are Montana questions. And they are it's very, how do I want to say, very mathematically aligned to the grade level that they're there. So we are using Kansas University to help us in developing this. We're also using Stanford in a model of understanding the process of teaching and learning through this through year. And we're using the University of Montana as well and Salish Kootenai College to help us recognize what our constitutional realm is based on making sure that everyone knows about who our original Montanans are. They are 10% of our school population, and we're all in on making sure that Indian education for all means all. So this is quite a big undertaking. After the pandemic, our test scores just slid tremendously downhill. And it's not the test. It's honoring the teacher and honoring the time within that classroom, and that's what this model does. And the federal government is recognizing it, and Montana is leading the nation. We're the only state doing it in this manner, and there are only 9 other opportunities across our nation, and we're it. So very, very, very excited about the innovation that this frontier state of Montana, we're not just about Yellowstone, we're about making sure that teachers and students have a great understanding of what is happening in that classroom in those 180 days of school.
Yeah. Okay, what's Mayfairs?
Oh my goodness, that's a real technical word, but how many of you are interested about property taxes? How about your income taxes? Anybody gotten a perspective view of what those taxes are going to be? So we are 51 cents of every tax dollar. That's public schools. So the release went out to our schools so that our trustees, our over 400 school districts in the state, prepare a budget. And then that budget has many processes, and that's what Mayfairs is all about. It is basically going then to the county, so then the county commissioners, the county superintendent then, can look at the budget. Transportation is 50% from the state reimbursed and 50% from local taxpayers. And we have a lot of bus routes because we're a very rural state. So all of these things have been occurring with our Mayfairs, our system that has opened to recognize that budget that is set by the trustees, goes to the county commissioners, and then it is set with the property taxes that you're going to get that bill, you know, later on in the fall. So why I wrote that press release was to have everyone recognize that the budgets that schools determine is also verified through the county and also then given back to us, and that's when the taxes go on, whether they're up or down. And we know with inflation and everything that has happened, taxes are up. So I wanted to be really transparent to share where schools are in that 51 cents of that tax burden.
So this is the Montana Automated Education Financial Accounting and Information Reporting System, which we just dubbed Mayfairs.
Yeah.
Yep, and you know what? School does a lot of ABCs. You said that very well. You get an A-plus for the day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll take that.
It's well, early in the day. It's early.
Yeah.
Well, you know, another thing that we keep harping on here, Elsie, and that's math. Boy, I tell you, we just have, as a country, have fallen behind the rest of the world in math.
You know, that score, that one-size-fits-all test score, is in the 30%. That means 30% of our students in Montana, in any grade that they take that standardized test, 30% get a C or better. That means 70% of our children are failing in math. We also know the hurdle to get into college is math remediation. In other words, they have to take a remedial class in math. I was talking to a group of plumbers. In order for them to even get in to be a journeyman or to be in any apprentice program, it's the math that needs to be looked at and stronger. So math is a four-letter word, but I believe it's a very strong word. So we are really looking at revising our math state standards. And these teaching and learning standards are being brought together by a large group of Montanans. When I was a state senator in 2015, we put together a piece of legislation that was passed and signed by the governor in order to have a very transparent view And also, if we change our state standards, does it cost school districts to buy a new curriculum? And we don't want an unfunded mandate, right? We want to make sure that when the state asks something of our local taxpayers, that they have a voice in this. So our math revision is open, and we have begun with a task force of experts. We'll be moving on to a negotiated rulemaking. It'll go to the Board of Public Ed. There'll be a lot of public comment, and then we are hoping that we'll have a brand new set of math standards that really reflect the learning and teaching. So that assessment model that we talked about earlier is paired with this. Professional development is also partnered with this. And it's a huge focus, so I'm so glad you guys are talking about math, because math is a pathway to every student's future, and you guys use it every single day. We can talk about financial literacy. It's another component of math. So, yep, we are changing that back-to-basic method to include math.
Yeah, you know, that was one of those things that I was having a really hard time with in school, and my dad was knew math real well, and he tried to help me understand it better, get the concepts better, and I just couldn't do it. He would be on the phone to my sixth grade teacher, Mr. Mulholland, and they would talk about how they could explain this to me better so I would get it. I was 11 years old when I got my ham radio license, my amateur radio license, and I needed math in order to pass that test.
Now you had a reason.
Yeah, but I still, oh my gosh, I just had a terrible time with it. And some of the new ways of teaching math now, I probably would be a lot better off.
You would be. And, you know, I'm really proud of the legislature, and it started when I was there as well, that we look at students uniquely. It's personalized learning. But also as a teacher, you know, how do you get a group of 30 students all on that same page in math? And it's really challenging. So professionally developing our teachers and then talking to our university systems about how you build a Montana teacher in the realm of math, so that you look at yourselves as students uniquely as well as teachers uniquely. And, you know, I believe it's math confidence that we really need to talk about. You shared that you needed to have a reason why math was important. I believe that's also part of the Montana Ready discussion. If we're going to have kids graduate and they have to have math credits for graduation, let's make sure that they're not watered down, but they are applicable to what's next, whether it's military, whether it's construction, whether it is a ham radio operator, or what you two gentlemen are doing in getting the voice of Montanans across our state. So we have a lot of work to do. We've got a great team here at the Office of Public Instruction, and very pleased that our teachers have raised their hand and said yes on math.
Elsie, it's always a great conversation. Thanks so much for spending time with us this morning.
Well, wonderful. The test will be coming, gentlemen, so hopefully you'll pass it. And keep smiling, and big praise to all of our teachers, and our school doors are opening soon. So we'll talk again. Thank you.
Thanks, Elsie.